What advice would you give someone who was in your shoes then?
Yeah, that it's all about you and your child. Don't listen to other people's voices. Find your own needs and your own voice. That's the hardest thing, is blocking out other people's narratives, because they're mostly not helpful. Secondly, that the ideas of disability are so, you will quickly realise, are so at odds with the reality of your life. It becomes very apparent that that's all socially constructed, and it has no bearing on your life or your future with your child, and that you have to focus on those moments of joy and your relationship. That's the most important thing. So try whatever way you can to cast off that narrative and those other voices, and to surround yourself with people who, doesn't matter what relationship they are, that you connect with, who get that, who have lived experience of it. They will be your biggest support, and that, yeah, the kindness of strangers. People are, you know, 99% of people are amazing, and I get great strength from that. And yeah, the amazing things await for you, just because things have turned out a bit different to you expect. You do have the strength. You're way stronger than you ever realized. And all those cliches about this experience is here to teach you something and to reveal that strength. And the people who don't come with you on that journey, maybe, you know, this is also telling you something about those relationships and the people you do need in your life. So I would honestly say, me and my husband would say that this was the most profound experience that happened to us. And it was almost like it gave us another profound insight into life that we are so glad that we have, that we almost saw the meaning of life, and that we are really glad that we've had that experience. Yeah.